Welcome to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Your host, Carl Nordgren, will teach you how to take an expansive view on what it means to be creative and entrepreneurial. Carl is an entrepreneur, novelist, and a lifelong student. For 20 years, he has been learning how to help folks grow their creative capacities. Now, here's Carl.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill, the very best radio station in the state of North Carolina. 5 years in a row, say their professional peers. And I just love coming into the studio and bringing you the message that creativity is too important for me to define it for you. I want you to define your own understanding of what it means to be creative, your own multifaceted, dynamic, situationally intelligent understanding of what it means to be creative. And one of the ways I can do that for you is by bringing in a lot of really awesome guests. We've had a bunch of really great guests. We got another one today. Today, our guest is Juliette Gordy. Juliette is an actor. She's a creative technologist. And as a creative technologist and an actor, she's carrying forward a family legacy of artistry and entrepreneurship. Her grandfather is one of my heroes. I would love for us to do a whole show on her grandfather, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records. I remained a Smokey Robinson fan when the Beatles tried to seduce me away. I love Motown music. Well, Juliette has founded recently Savora, an emotionally intelligent AI app that helps performers, that helps students, that helps professionals improve their presentations, improve their performances, improve their public speeches. How important is that? Communications is all. Juliette, thank you so much for joining us today and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And I know you're traveling a lot these days for your business. I know you're headquartered out in California, as I recall.
Yeah.
Where are you today? Where have we found you today?
We are in New York at the moment. We are launching our B2B side of Savora, and we are onboarding our first school called the New York Performing Arts Academy.
And I think we've probably all heard of that school. So sounds like you're starting with a significant, important success. Thank you for sharing your time with us. We're going to hear more about Savora, folks. But first, I'm going to ask Juliette to do what I ask all the guests to do. I'm hoping that Juliette can share with us an anecdote, a story, something that occurred in her creative childhood that captures some aspect of her creative childhood and get a little story there and the lesson perhaps that we can pull from that story. And then you've also heard the guests find themselves in the six creative types topography that I have shared, and I'll remind folks before Juliette kicks off what those six types are, and Juliette's going to find herself within those six types. What about your childhood? I can guess, only imagine that the family that you grew up in, it must have been an extraordinarily creative childhood.
Yes. I would say that my largest creative undertaking would be the day that I said that I would like to be an actor to my parents.
Okay.
And that's really what got me started even on founding this company much later in life. But I was about 9 years old. I was watching TV in my parents' room, and I pointed at the TV watching Zach and Cody on the Disney Channel. And I said, I'd like to be on TV. I didn't know what it would take from me. I didn't know the rejection I would face. I didn't know the effort I would even have to put in to even get to being on my TV screen in my home. But I just knew that that was my journey. And it eventually led me to finding the exact acting class that Zach and Cody went to. And led me even to finding my own agent through this acting class. And it was then that I started to begin auditioning. And so down this path, you know, of being on commercials with amazing kids that were my age to being in an ensemble Netflix TV show with grownups who are household names. It was then that I discovered that I had a bigger undertaking, which was to address this pain point that all actors face within the entertainment industry of having to go through this auditioning and self-taping process, which can be an absolute logistical nightmare, and providing a technological solution in order for them to feel heard and seen and supported. And so that's how that very small creative spark has led me to my biggest mission in life.
So you're 9 years old, you decide you want to be an actor, and then you're in, so you just So that you were a child actor, therefore. You went right into it at that age?
Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And I love it when an entrepreneur lives the situation before they then try to solve it, right? They're so used to it. They haven't studied it. They've just gotten used to it, right? It's part of their life, and it's a problem, therefore, that they know intimately. Well, that's cool. We're going to hear a lot about that in the second and third segments of the show, folks. Let me also ask you to talk about yourself within this framework of six creative types to remind the audience these six creative types are you motivated to be creative because you are an artist, or is it because you're an explorer, or is it because you're a saint or a warrior? Are you motivated to be creative because you're an orchestrator or a cultivator? Let me tell folks a little bit about what that last one might mean. If you're a cultivator, you love to take an existing idea and make it even better. If you're an orchestrator, you love to bring people together and the resources together and the objectives together so everybody gets off at a good start. If you're a warrior, you're motivated to be creative because you love to compete, right? You want to show what you can do. You're a saint. You want to make the world a better place. That's why you're creative. Explorer loves to go out to the outer regions, find the new things, and bring them back for the rest of us. Or are you motivated because you're an artist? You have this vision that you want to share with the world. Where do you find yourself in those six types, Juliet?
You know, when I read through them, I thought that I was definitely warrior. And I also thought that I was a mixture between the saint, and I also thought a little bit of course, the artist. You know, I, of course, inherently have a very competitive spirit due to, my grandfather's undertaking in his music industry. But I think that warrior spirit is what got him to where he was and now becoming a household name. And so that has been passed down to me in, being able to create a company that can compete with others out there that have a similar feature set to us.
Yes.
And of course, still the artist and the saint, because as you had mentioned, you know, I do have this desire to alleviate this pain point for my community. And it is within that I get to have a really artistry in how we do this and how we form our website and how we form the user experience side. I think that that's where the artistry comes in for me.
And I've yet to find anybody who claims that they're just one of these things.
And
that you've reflected that by identifying three different qualities. Let me ask one more question as we go to the break. Is which one of these types do you consider yourself to be foreign to? You know, you're less of this type maybe than any other type that we've identified.
Interesting. I would say that maybe the cultivator or the explorer.
Okay.
The unknown to me sometimes feels a bit difficult to tackle if I have absolutely no idea what I am going to be facing.
Right.
But also, you know, I have never had the desire to take on something that someone else has started.
Yes.
And improve upon it. Not that that will never happen, but that just has not occurred for me yet.
Yeah, and that's, I'm with you on that. I want to start it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. We're winding down from the first segment, folks, but Juliet will be back to tell us about Savora. It's a very interesting company, so come on back from the break.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for coming back. You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. This is Carl Nordgren with the guest, Juliet Gordy. Juliet, we spent the first segment learning more about you, about your creative background, about how you show up within these six types. But boy, I'm really eager to hear you share with folks this new business that you've started, Savora. So tell us about where the idea came from. Where are you on this? What's the value proposition that you're going to be delivering to folks?
Of course. So I came to this idea by, as I had mentioned, suffering with this pain point in my everyday life and also watching my friends go through it as well that are actors. And I thought, you know, in an industry that's rife with billion-dollar technology that can make us look like we're on the moon or leagues under the sea, why is it that there is no technology being created to support actors in this mandatory auditioning process that is now forcing actors to do this from home? And so I told myself, I'd like to make Siri for actors. And in figuring out what I would like to have in the app, you know, what would benefit me? What was the pain point that I was struggling with? It was having to call on friends and family and adhering to their schedule on a whim. But also that at the end of my performance at home, I would like to get feedback. You know, I'd like to know how I did, what I can improve upon.
Yes.
And just also continue to expand my imagination within that feedback. And it was our cybersecurity officer that then came to me and said, you know, Juliet, this does not just apply to actors. We all perform every day, whether we are attorneys giving closing arguments, customer service reps, pharmaceutical sales people. This can even be for doctors with their doctor-patient interactions. Even the military in the United Kingdom is trained by my acting coach so then they can learn how to tell families that their loved ones have passed away while on duty. So the truth is that we all perform every day, whether it's an audience of one or 1,000. We all need to engage and connect and communicate effectively with whomever our audience may be. So we are starting with our actors first. That will be launched at the beginning of this coming October. And our B2B side is launching as well. So if it's a drama studio or a theater or drama program that's a part of a high school, college, or a university, then it applies to all of them. And then we will very soon be expanding to other industries. We're looking at seminary programs. We're looking at recidivism. We're also looking at customer service training and pharmaceutical sales reps. So we have lots of exciting things that are in our pipeline.
Well, recidivism just jumped off for me. Can you tell us a little bit about what the application would be there? How does that show up in that important dynamic?
Of course. So really the goal would be to improve the communication and the presentation skills of these inmates, whether they are in jail or they're in prison and they're about to leave. So really the goal is to help them with their parole board hearing, you know, to make sure that they have the appropriate communication and emotional intelligence in order to handle that particular scenario. And then once they leave, you know, a lot of these prisoners, there's a, within the first 3 years of release, there's a 60% re-arrest rate of these inmates. And really what's occurring is that they're being released into these environments that are not supporting them. You know, they're not able to necessarily get a job and be a supportive member of society. Sometimes it was their household that might not have been the best place for them to be in because that was contributing to them making these poor decisions. It could be numerous things. And so, you know, when they're having to figure out how to adjust in a society that does not accept them, really the best thing that they can do is improve their communication and improve their overall presentation to combat the image that Nice. Society has imprinted upon them just because they have made a mistake.
Wow.
And so our platform, Syvora, will be able to help them rehearse these scenarios without judgment, without needing someone to be there. So then they can actually learn not only how to navigate these real life scenarios, but get feedback. Is their body language off? Did they say a word that maybe that is a little bit triggering? You know, they can just really have the ability to continue to self-reflect so then they can improve and actually, you know, lower that recidivism rate.
That's exciting. Boy, that would that's such a great, great, great dynamic for you to be serving. That is so exciting. I've got a big smile on my face thinking about how you could impact that dynamic. I've read some of the stats about how likely it is for folks to get back, you know, to be rearrested and back in jail again. And anybody that can do anything to have any impact on that is doing the world such a huge, huge favor. That's awesome. That's awesome. So is that
Thank
a space
you.
That you'd had some previous experience in?
No, this was actually something that someone had recommended to me. Okay. So, you know, I've heard of many stories, of course, the Central Park Five being one of them, right, where there's even prisoners that have been arrested and they are entirely innocent, but somebody needs to be blamed and they just have no hope. And even in hearing these stories, watching these stories, whether they were dramatic reenactments or documentaries, I thought, you know, why is there no one inside to help these people? Why is there no technology? There's nothing for them. And I never really understood what I could do, but I knew that something needed to be done. So right, then when someone told me one day, you know, this could be used to help prisoners reintegrate into society, then I began to do work. I found people that have programs in jails and prisons around the United States. I know people that used to be the heads of departments for correctional facilities in certain states and just really did my research. And I'm actually going to be visiting a prison in November in Las Vegas, so then I can continue to actually, you know, get the opinions of those that are already, you know, being housed in some of these facilities, so then I can learn their perspective and see if there's certain features that they'd like to see.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we've got one more minute in this segment, Julie. Let me ask you, so is it the acting cohort, the acting audience, is that where the idea began? Was that the first audience that you identified for your product?
Yes, that's correct. I had a brother on a TV show, the Netflix show I did, named Jamil French. He used to be my self-taping partner, and I was his self-taping partner, and we struggled together. He has passed away, so he's up in heaven watching us get this done, and it is in his honor that I knew that this needed to be completed and launched to the world, so then no one had to suffer like he did.
Outstanding. Well, I don't act, but I do a lot of speaking and a lot of presentations, and absolutely, the thing that's missing is the ability to get feedback.
Yeah. Right?
To get real-time feedback as you're developing your talk, as you're rehearsing your talk, and the fact that your app does that really sounds really important to the way I would use something like that.
Yeah. That is our main goal and mission, to be able to help you with that self-reflection process and, you know, every day have you put your best foot forward.
Outstanding. Well, folks, we've got one more segment coming up, and I hope you come on back from the break. You'll hear more about Savora. Thank you.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back, folks. This is Exploring Your Creative Genius, the last segment. The first two segments, you met Juliette Gordy. I learned a little bit about her creative background and learned a lot about her new company, Savora. Sounds like such a really cool company. So let's stay with Savora here now, Juliette, in the last few minutes that we've got. So where are you in the launch of the business? How close are you to commercializing?
Yes, so we actually start commercializing this Saturday for our B2B side. So any drama schools, conservatories, drama studios, theater teachers, whatever it may be, we are fully ready for you starting Saturday. And we are actually running a discount, so then all students are able to receive this at the student rate. So we're very excited to onboard our first school in New York, and we're ready for all the rest, whether they may be in North Carolina or any other parts of the United States.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And tell us a little bit about the organization itself. Have you built an organization? Is it mostly you out there, or do you have a team working with you?
Yeah, we have a team of about 15 people.
Whoa.
So we have all of our developers in the EU that are hard at work building this while we're asleep. We have our amazing CTO, Mike Rochelle. We have me, of course, at the helm. And then we also have our business advisor, Karen Gordy, and our cybersecurity officer, Ralph Echemendia.
So it's a true, I mean, there is an organization there.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're away, there's still folks making stuff happen.
No question. And we even have our sales team, of course, on support as well.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. So I want to make sure that folks who want to reach out to you know how to reach out to you. I don't going to ask you to share your contact information now. I'm speaking now more to the audience. Folks, when Juliette's show is posted this Wednesday, the little cover article that I write for the show will include all the links, all the websites, all the information that you're going to want to follow up on, and Juliet will get that to me, and I'll make sure that that's available to you all. So what's your ambition here? When it reaches its glory, tell us about what does that look like? Who are you serving? How are you serving them?
Of course. So I think depending upon where this is in our timeline, really the goal for me is to help anyone, anywhere, anytime with any communication needs they have, whether it is a forum like this, it's a difficult conversation with a boss, mom, dad, partner. If it could be, you know, recidivism, if we're having a difficult moment during a job interview, if attorneys are having a hard time with their clients on the stand, then we would like to be there to help you with your communication rehearsal. So then, no matter where you are or what situation it is, that you always feel like you are the most prepared that you can possibly be with Cyvora.
Well, you know, in my work, I preach the importance of providing somebody with the greatest gift you can give them, which is your undivided attention.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Cyvora is such a gift that you can be assured that you're going to get undivided attention and get the feedback that you really crave because you've gotten this undivided attention from this app, from this piece of technology.
Yeah.
But what a wonderful thing it is to speak knowing that you're being heard.
Yes.
And knowing in your case that being heard means you're going to have the opportunity to improve what it was that you just shared with folks.
Exactly.
What a great gift to give to people. Again, my work helping people become creative is just everywhere. Every time I turn in the content that I share with people, there's this underlying importance of great communication, of generous communication, of appreciative communication, of complete communication. And a tool like this that's going to help people be better communicators, I predict you're going to be doing some really, really important work with this that maybe you don't even understand some of the places this is going to take you, because good communication is just so vital
to everyday life and ways that we can't even comprehend. And yeah, it changes our lives every time we open our mouths.
Well, I think that the thing that when I watch shows that are about actors and getting ready, you know, they're always looking for somebody to read lines with them.
Yeah.
So my sense is that you've got somebody ready to read lines with you, right?
That is correct. Anytime, anywhere. We don't eat, sleep, or judge.
It's such an intriguing name for your company. Is there a story behind the name itself?
Yes, it stands for Scientific Virtually Operating Resource Assistant.
Whoa, that's nice. That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool, very cool. Wait, do you have anything, last messages that you'd like to share with folks before we wind down?
Yes, we are more than happy to extend our early community to anyone out there, whether they are an actor, a model, drama teacher, drama department head. We are very ready and willing to support you and all of your students. And we are very excited to welcome you to this very exciting stage of Cyvora. So if you are interested, then of course, find the link through their website and we are ready to talk to you.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for being a guest. I hope your trip, the rest of your trip in New York is successful. And I look forward to learning more about the great work that Cyvora is going to be doing for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Carl.
Goodbye, folks.
This has been Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. You can listen to other episodes on chapelboro.com.